A Prayer to Know God's Will for Your Life by Rachel Claire Cockrell. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Whenever I want something so badly that I can't trust my own heart, I ask God for a brick wall. We tend to seek God's will in a way that implies we need to take action. But what if it's inaction that puts us on the path God asks of us? Not all decisions are black or white, good or bad. Sometimes something that appears good can be placed in front of us, but not all good things are part of God's plan for our lives. Let me be clear. There is no magic prayer that can keep us from making the wrong decision. I would also like to clarify that this is something that helps me when I'm faced with the decision and my own desires are preventing me from thinking clearly or even caring if what I want is in God's plan for me. God knows what He's doing. Sometimes I forget, but He has a plan. I struggle with figuring out what that plan is most of the time, but one step I will never leave out is the brick wall prayer. God knows my heart. He knows what I desire. He wouldn't withhold something out of spite. He has plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future. I challenge you to take this prayer, mold it to fit your own life, and see how it changes your perspective. The Brick Wall Prayer, a prayer to know God's will. God, you know me better than I know myself. You know my fears and my desires. You know how much I want this. You know how I will be devastated if this doesn't happen. I know you love me. I know you have a plan for me. Please, Lord, don't let my desires blind me to your will. If this is not within your plan for me, throw up a brick wall. Give me an obstacle I cannot get past. Help me follow your will, Father. Give me peace about whatever is to come. If this falls through, I will know it is your hand. Thank you for loving me. Amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compare To You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compare To Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.